The Frontrunner train pulled into the new train station in Provo, marking the final stop in its first official trip. Provo Mayor John Curtis welcomed hundreds of people who rode the inaugural train ride to Provo.
Welcome, Frontrunner. Congratulations.
The Frontrunner Provo to Salt Lake Commuter Rail Project is a 45-mile commuter rail line that will offer high-capacity mass transit service between downtown Provo and Utah County and downtown Salt Lake City. The project to connect Salt Lake City to Utah County with a rail system cost $850 million. Governor Gary Herbert says paying that much money was a bargain.
But I do recognize that UTA made the acquisition for the corridor for the rights of way. And they said, we'd get it at the bargain basement price of $1 million a mile. But I know also my good friend Governor John Hickenlooper in Colorado is trying to do the same thing now in Colorado in the Denver area that we're accomplishing here in Utah. The cost in Denver right now is between $80 and $100 million a mile. So having a little bit of vision and the ability to look down the road a generation to see what we need to do can save us a lot of anguish and certainly a lot of money.
UTA expects 6,800 riders every day when it opens for full service. The 56-minute trip between Provo to Salt Lake City will help decongest I-15 during peak hours. The new line will open Monday, December 10th to the public. But if you want a sneak peek at the ride, bring a can of food on Saturday, December 8th to get a full round trip between Provo and Salt Lake City. For Utah Public Radio in Provo, I'm Stephen Tanner.